Adventures of the Beer Can Podcast Show. How are we, paranormal people? Faye's slacking again.
Again?
Mark is with us for the second week on the trot. Yeah.
Hi, Mark.
Right. Doesn't time fly?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Right, we've got another question. Beliefs. Why is everybody quick to shut down ghosts, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, UFOs, all that sort of stuff?
Everything?
When giants. Everything, giants, everything, when a lot of people believe them and a lot of people have cited these things, how can they not be true if so many people have come forward and said they've experienced these things? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, only one of them's got to be true for it to be true, hasn't it?
Yes, I think so. I've always believed in the saying, you know the old saying?
Seeing is believing.
No, not that one.
Oh, sorry.
You know the other old one? There's no smoke without fire.
Believing is seeing.
Yeah.
Yes. So what do you think? So do you think all these werewolves, everything, are they just made up? Or is there something actually in it with them? Ghosts, nobody believes in ghosts. Everybody believes in ghosts when they think they've seen one. Have you got to see something to believe in it? That's my question.
Yeah, but a lot of people believe in religion, believe in God.
Yeah,
say,
right, with, yeah, you
know,
yeah.
So that in God belief is more of a faith.
Yeah, but a Bigfoot isn't a faith, is it?
But people have seen Bigfoot, but people don't believe in Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Not many, if that makes sense.
Really seen Jesus, but everybody believes in Jesus.
Yeah.
Not everybody. Christians do.
Yeah.
Big part.
I think Jesus was a geezer.
Yeah. He used to play football, did he?
Yeah, he still does, doesn't he? Yeah. He might have had a wander around the sand a bit and that, you know, but no, seriously.
Yeah.
Is it all a little crock of shit? Or is there something there with what? All these weird stuff like?
Is, you know, what a crock of shit?
All these, yeah, like Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster.
But the only problem with
all these cryptids.
The only problem I have with like vampires and werewolves, I think, like vampires are based loosely on something. I don't believe it.
But there's the burials, Nick, aren't they?
Yeah, but yeah, but like the stake through the heart and all, you know, to stop them. That's why they're saying they killed him, but when they were buried, the stake in the heart was for keeping
them, yeah, yeah, definitely,
pinned down, wasn't it? It
but
wasn't
removing the head.
I've seen the graves, yeah, where, yeah, they have like a metal cage over, yeah, the top, yeah, of, yeah, the.
They believed they were something, didn't they? I know you say all the witch trials and all these innocent women were burnt and hung and that sort of thing, but witches did exist and they still, yeah, do today, if you believe in the magic and in witchcraft.
Yeah.
They do exist. So to say they hung and burnt so-called innocent women, which I'm not saying they weren't innocent women, because they were innocent women. They were just wise women. They were witches.
But
they didn't deserve to be burnt.
Yeah, wasn't all that false about the burnings, especially in England?
They didn't burn them in England, they hung them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they burnt them in France and stuff like, yeah, that.
Because I know the last person tried for witchcraft was quite recent. It was 1940, during World War II.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, women still get stoned for witchcraft in Saudi Arabia,
yeah, yeah,
today.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Well, they get stoned for anything,
you know,
really.
Yeah. So, women get stoned for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's like, say, if somebody has an affair in Saudi Arabia, you'll stone the woman, not the man. Which, you know,
that was her fault, though, wasn't it? Yeah.
If a woman gets raped in Saudi Arabia,
yeah,
it's her
stone
fault.
It. Yeah.
So, anyway, let's not go down that one.
Yeah.
So, I think most legends have got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
They normally find an element of truth no matter how small, somewhere behind these myths and legends, if that's what you want to call them, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, it's only come out recently with aliens and UFOs. Everyone's thought, oh, no, they're not dead, but it's proved now that they do. I think they proved that the video with the famous, we've got it on the wall there, haven't we, of the Bigfoot. That's a famous photo instead of him walking along the riverbed. Patterson, yeah. And then they even said they faked it. But at one point, to watch it, it was all fake. But then it's been proven by the photos that it is muscle movement, so everybody's thinking it is actually real now. You know? Loch Ness Monster, that photo I've got here, we've got Brian Marie there, that is a fake photo, I know that, but it's the reason we've got it on the wall is because it's the most iconic one.
Looks
like a brontosaurus. If that was... Yeah, it does, actually, yeah. But if that was real, that monster would be tiny compared to the wave ripples.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
But,
there's got to be something in it, though, everything. There's got to be something in it for... Yeah. These stories to be told.
Yeah.
But with regards to the Loch Ness Monster, that weird weekend, it was saying about all around the Scottish Isles, there's sightings of giant eels.
Right,
like monster eels or something like that. And there's like literally hundreds every year sightings all around the coast of Scotland. So why have Loch Ness, you know, because...
It's not just Loch Ness, though, is it? I think there's a couple over in America. Was it Lake Champlain or something? Like that.
In Mexico as well. There's some Mexico.
Yeah, sort of...
all weird names.
Water monsters and... Yeah. So why can there not be something living in these deeper-than-deep lakes that are pitch black and people can't see, you know, can't... explore every inch of it? Why can there not be some sort of creature that's living that we've not... I mean, animals are still being discovered today.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Well, recent discoveries, wasn't there? Was it in the Antarctic? Something so far deep into the ice, they found some sort of small things that are living, but they this thought was impossible for any living thing to...
I don't know what it was. I was reading something and I very, very quickly skimmed through it that they'd found... They thought something had gone extinct and they've just found it again and it actually hadn't gone extinct. And so, you know, if after all this exploration and all these years we're still finding new species and animals we thought didn't exist anymore, is it such a stretch to believe that there's something...
There's some people that don't believe in anything, don't they? We know people that don't believe in anything, you know. But it's like, I know I'm talking about film now, but most films are based on folklore or stories or true events, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things we're discussing now, there's been films about them. I know. I watched Dog Soldiers last night, didn't I? I know it's ridiculous, but is it ridiculous though? You know, that some sort of wolf can walk on its hind legs and run like a human? I don't know.
Do you think werewolves or werewolves, whatever, however people pronounce it differently, is the same thing as what people call a shapeshifter?
Yeah.
Skinwalker, shapeshifter, same thing.
Look at the Skinwalker Ranch. There's been that many things seen, aren't there? All different stuff. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And how can so many people just make so much stuff up?
Yeah. Well, I used to work with this African guy.
Yeah.
My man used to work on the doors. And he used to tell me that, and he was serious when he was telling me, he said his granddad was a shapeshifter. And at night time, he actually saw him once turn into a crocodile.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. And he was serious about it, so whether it was some kind of voodoo kind of thing, I don't know. But he was convinced that that's what he saw.
Yeah. I know the Native Americans totally believe in the shapeshifters, don't they?
Yeah.
you know. And they're a real ancient religion, they're real old people, aren't they? The actual tribes and that, they go way back. So why shouldn't we believe in? We believe in the medicine, don't we, Nick? You know, we believe in all the medicine.
They lived out on the land, didn't they? And I think they experienced and saw a lot more than we ever will.
Big into the cosmology as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and spirit animals and things. So, you know.
I think.
They were wiped out with. The Indians were wiped out with. Was it anthrax they got wiped out with or something? They were in the blankets.
What, the band?
Not to wipe anybody out.
Got heavy metal music.
They were wiped out with something, weren't they? The native Indians. They were given a load of blankets, and whatever they poisoned them with was in the blankets. I think it was anthrax or something like that.
Not anthrax, man-made or something.
No, it comes out of it. Actually, it can form naturally in cow skin. Some people have actually died of anthrax poisoning from playing a drum. You know, when they've made the drum out of a cow hide and they've been banging it and it's released the... And that's killed them.
There you go. Don't play a cow drum.
Don't play
your
cow drum.
Don't play a cow drum.
Yeah. A cowbell.
Are you all right with a pig drum, though?
Yeah.
Pig drums are okay.
Yeah. I try to stick to a triangle. I can play a triangle. Yeah.
That class of sheep shifting.
So vampires.
I don't know about vampires, but
it's come from somewhere.
I can't get myself to believe in a vampire, obviously, for obvious reasons. But these burials, and that, like Nick says, they, with stakes to do with them.
Yeah.
Or have these stories been made up because they don't understand what they found in the coffins? I don't know.
I think many, many, many years ago there was a lot of superstitions and things, wasn't there? And maybe, you know, it wasn't so long ago, in the great scheme of things, that if a woman showed any kind of intelligence, then they locked her up for being a bit too mouthy. Do you know what I mean? So maybe there was a disfigurement or an illness of some sort that people didn't understand, and it frightened people. And you know, when you think back, if there was a disfigurement, you know, when we talk about John Merrick, you know, and how he was treated, and because people just didn't understand the way that we may do today, and I'm sure we don't understand a lot of things that they may do in another couple of hundred years time, you know, so it's come from somewhere.
Yeah.
But the thought of people growing fangs and biting people and turning them into vampires and things is a little bit of a stretch for me.
But there could be some people with actual fangs.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's people out there that
went around killing people.
Possibly. Yeah, possibly. And that's where
it
came from.
I'm not saying they're turning them into vampires.
No.
And there's people today who reported drink blood and all that kind of
caper.
Because somebody, I can't see that far back people actually making that up.
Yeah. See, the thing is,
it's got to come from somewhere.
It's come from somewhere.
Your perception of vampires is from the movies, from Hollywood. And literally everything in Hollywood is exaggerated. So it's like, it's like the first films, you know, like Hypnosis, the swinging watch. That come from the old black and white movies, the silent movies. I believe it was the film called Svengali or something around about that time period from like 1913 or something like that. And because it was a silent movie, obviously Hypnosis is all about communication. Well, what Svengali did was swing a watch.
Yeah.
So the swinging watch didn't exist with hypnotherapists. Obviously, hypnotherapists used to wear pocket watches and stuff like that, but they never used to use them as a swinging watch.
Right, okay.
So they would try and get the point of the eye fixation. So it's like with vampirism, maybe they've added stuff, because wasn't Vlad the Impaler supposed to be like Count Dracula? Like where the Count Dracula story comes from.
Yeah.
So I believe that vampirism exists, but not as we are perceived to, well...
So you don't think they turn into bats and fly off?
Well, there are actual vampire bats, aren't there? Yeah. That is a thing. Mm. And they land on animals and they do feed on blood, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
So obviously that's probably had a hand in it somewhere, surely, because that's too much of a coincidence, isn't it, that there is an animal out there that behaves exactly the same as...
The bat, I saw something on it, the bat only came into... synchronicity with a vampire.
Synchronicity, that's a big word.
Through the films.
Yeah.
That's where the bat came from. Obviously, they've named vampire bats after vampires because they suck blood out the animals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's obviously come after.
So what were they called before they were called vampire bats?
They were just called... Look at them big things up there.
Look at them things with
teeth. They're probably called...
I don't know.
But if you think about it, because obviously what our perception of vampires is they're allergic to the sun and they have to drink blood. So maybe people, the real vampires back then had maybe a vitamin D issue or an iron deficiency.
Long-toothed albinos, that's what they were.
Yeah, well, it sounds funny, but...
That's what a vampire is, isn't it? A long-toothed albino.
But maybe they had to drink blood. Maybe it wasn't human blood. Maybe they had animal blood to sort of get the vitamin D and the iron and stuff. And they couldn't go out in the sun because of the vitamin D deficiency.
You know, back in the... I don't know the year. I would have to look it up. Mm. But there was a company called Clark's. And the guy was actually into...
Shoes.
No. The guy was actually into tonics and medicines back when they used to stand and say, we've got a miracle cure for everything, and it was just sugar and water kind of thing, you know. And they named one of their medicines Clark's. I may have a couple of words. Basically, it was called a blood mixture, and I think it was Clark's famous blood mixture, and it was supposed to cure a lot of things. It was a tonic or a medicine that people drank, and it wasn't so long ago that some was found unopened and some university tested it, and it was basically sugar, water, and I think there was a touch of arsenic in there, and, you know, there was bits of... Yeah, give it a bit of a kick. But the little bit of a snort there.
Bit of asbestos.
So going back to the 18 whatever, you know, there was things called blood mixtures and things, and it just makes you think, doesn't it? About the drinking of blood and things, where it came from originally. But vampires come from somewhere, but no. There are people out there that feed on human blood and turn you into one of them and can't come out in the daylight and have no reflection in a mirror.
Well, because there are people that are allergic to the sun, aren't they?
Even absolutely,
nowadays.
Yeah.
So maybe there was parts of the world, like where Vlad the Impaler comes from, where they couldn't go out in bright sun.
Like the cheeky girls.
Like the cheeky girls.
That's where they come from.
Romania,
That's where they come from.
Are they allergic to the sun?
I haven't got a clue.
I
don't think so. No.
Right.
But so, so my question was a bit shit, actually. But, so everything isn't real then, is it? What was that then?
I don't know. Did you hear that?
Yeah. I don't know what it was. That's the second time we've heard something. Last week we heard something and this week we've heard something.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe people's brains can't comprehend if it's something that's a little bit, you know, what they don't understand, something different that they don't understand, that they've not come across before. They just choose to not believe. Or, like I said earlier, seeing as believing if they've not experienced like that. I personally believe in spirits and stuff like that because I believe that I've interacted and I've witnessed, and so that's where my belief comes from, you know. So unless I suppose you've seen or you've had some experience, then I don't know, maybe that's why people don't believe.
But if I asked you...
Just shut down?
If I asked you, do fairies exist? You'd probably say no. But if I asked you, do fireflies exist? You'd probably say, well, yeah, because they exist. But have you ever seen a firefly? And you'd probably say, well, on TV and stuff, but you've seen fairies on TV. So it's like...
I've never seen a real fairy on TV.
But have you seen a real firefly? Yes. But how do you know it's not a real fairy?
How do I know what?
How do you know it's not a real fairy that you've seen?
I just asked a question. That
I know, I'm just asking you a question. How do you know it wasn't a real fairy? And how do you know it was a real firefly?
I don't know anything. I go through phases of believing in everything.
Yeah,
and then believing in nothing.
See, I don't think it's particularly healthy to believe in everything.
No.
The only thing I truly believe in is Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Because he's real, though, isn't it? So,
but,
you know.
A great little mushroom with our Santa.
Oh, yes. So, I don't know. I believe in most things. I'm just a sucker for anything weird and wonderful and paranormal. Just anything, really. But
I believe in the potential of most things. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to think that I'm open. Some things I just can't, even as much as I try, cannot. It's just a...
Some things I just can't see how they can just be plucked out of nowhere and just made up. How does somebody do that?
I don't ask Stephen King.
Unless they've been on the medicine and they've seen stuff.
Yeah.
But Stephen King, yeah, I know, but he's mental, isn't he?
Well,
but,
you know, some people just have damn good imaginations.
Isn't it Stephen King that said that all fiction is based on some sort of reality?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
All books, all films, all everything is based on something.
It may be loosely based on something, but you've still got to have the imagination to... You've still got to have that artistic license and imagination to elaborate and make it into what
it
is.
You watch it, like you just said, for instance, Stephen King, but there's nothing in his books that aren't... real or believed to be real. Ghosts, phantoms, demons, monsters, they're all there, aren't they? Deranged people, you know.
But they aren't real, but when you're watching his movies, movies based on his books, for that hour or so that you're watching that movie, it feels like they're real whilst you're watching them.
But do you not think that if it's put out there, just like the Slender Man, if he puts that out there and enough people watch it and enough people focus on it, do you not think it could come into existence?
So where does that come from, Slender Man? Somebody's supposed to have seen
Slimmy World.
You know what I mean? Somebody's supposed to have seen it.
Yeah, and it was recent. I might be getting it a little bit wrong, but I'm sure it was like around the 90s. It's not an old thing, is it?
No, it's an old thing.
There is. If you look online, it'll tell you exactly.
It's me and Nick.
Yeah, me and we're doing a podcast, Marie.
I tend to talk on it now and again.
But the window's open, so
But what I'm trying to get at, if we're saying, I know you're a big believer in witchcraft and stuff like that, and a lot of witches make up their own, what would you call them, tulpas. I don't know if they call them tulpas around this area or in the UK or whatever, but they are called tulpas. And it's like a thought form of the person who's trying to manifest it. And
Mark Black?
Yeah, he actually said that he creates his thought forms and puts them into crystals until they're fully grown, and then he releases them.
Don't you call them something else, though? Don't you call them a weird tulpa?
No, thought forms, I think he uses.
I thought it was another word for it.
Yeah, I think it is.
What has he actually...
A familiar, is it or something? Is it that?
What was a familiar?
Was it a familiar he called it? What did he call it?
A familiar spirit for which he's...
Animal.
Animal entity.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know. But basically, he created this fourth form and grew it into in the crystal, and then when it was fully formed, he released it and sent it out to do...
It was a spell, in effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that not like a manifestation kind of thing?
It's like, not like you can use them as a protection, so you can get these crystals or whatever, and then place them strategically around your house and stuff to protect your property.
What he was saying, he was saying that he could send his. I don't know what he called it. He did call it something, yeah. But.
His intentions.
I'm just going to call it a tulpa because that's what I know it has. But he used a different word, and he said that he could send his tulpa out and ask it to go and kill somebody else's. Or it's not always for.
So it's
good
very
stuff.
Sort of Harry Potterish.
So what's a tulpa?
So I'm guessing it's like a spell.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing he works with that crystal until he feels as though it's strong enough to do what the intention is. Is that
it's
what
like it's like a spirit animal, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is like he is imagining it as a form,
as something,
as not as a human being, but as a person. It could be anything. It could be manifesting it as a cat or
I'm with you,
anything he
wants. I understand,
But all it is your imagination and your intention and putting it into that crystal.
I think if you have an intention to, let's say for ill will for somebody, and your intention strong enough and you manifest it long enough, I don't think you need anything to ask to go and do that for you. I think you can. That's just manifesting stuff, isn't it? Really, same thing. Mm. You're just using an object to put that intent into, aren't you?
Yeah.
If you're using a crystal, but I don't think you actually need an object to do that.
I suppose I don't know, because I wasn't at the talk, and I don't actually know. I've only seen him once. I suppose it's easier for him to send that intent and do that spell if he visualises it as something.
Hmm. It's like a visual aid.
Yeah.
Like we were talking a couple of weeks ago about divination and stuff, weren't we? We were saying, do you actually need that object for divination, or is it just a visual aid? Mm. You know, do you have that connection with the person you're with anyway without that crystal or without that, you know, whatever you're using at the time, cards or crystals or, you know, jelly babies?
But do you think then that could go back to if he actually believes that he's creating that form, whether it's an animal or a vampire? Maybe that's where
possibly.
If he's manifesting that and sends it out as somebody who wears a cape and bite shit on the neck, then
So Bigfoot, do you call them Big Feet if there's more than one?
I've always said this.
Are they Big Feet or Big Foots?
One normal size foot.
And is it true what they say about Big Feet?
Big shoes.
You wear big shoes.
And got big toes.
Big footprints. That's what they say about Big Feet. Some people believe it to be some sort of species that we've not, you know, we don't know anything about, not really discovered. Others believe there's some sort of paranormal element to them, where they come from a different realm, and that's how they can disappear so quickly and appear, because they're coming through portals and, you know, that kind of thing.
They call them Xanu, don't they? Or
is it not all the same thing?
I don't know, because Xanu are supposed to be shapeshifters, aren't they?
I don't know,
to be honest.
Where are we having Xanu from?
Yeah.
Where does that go?
Jilty John.
He sung that.
I think they're all the same, aren't they? Bigfoot, Yeti, Well, I'm not but saying the other one because I can't say the word. The
Yeti,
snowman, that's the one.
Isn't the Yeti an actual existing thing in the... Where's it? The Alps?
No, a Yeti is just like a white Bigfoot, isn't it?
It's in the Alps. It's in wherever Everest is.
Where the mountains...
Nepal.
Yeah. What's the area called there? Oh, God. Anyway.
Yeah.
I was watching the thing. I heard about it, and then I watched a programme where he actually mentioned it yesterday, David Attenborough. And he was doing this, you know, this, where he's in the Natural History Museum and he brings all the animals to life with this AI and everything.
Oh,
like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He touched on it. He touched on this ape that actually existed. And it would have been about 9 foot tall. They found a tooth somewhere. And then they went searching. And then in... either Nepal or somewhere, they found a jawbone on the shelf of a medicine place. You know, all these places that have all these tigers and sharks and all for all medicinal things. And they pieced it together. So one actually existed.
Is it called something Giganticus or something like that?
So it would have been about 9 foot. And they said, because of how it was... it wouldn't, how big it was, it wouldn't have been able to climb trees because no tree would have held it because it would have been, he said it would have probably been about 8 times his weight. Yeah. So no tree would have been holding it. So it would have been on the floor. And what he said about how it differed, this thing, if the snout of the monkey is long, the head will fall forward and they'll go around on all fours. But with this, the snout is
short.
So he says that tells them, or whoever, that the head would have been back and it would have walked around on 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And they said what they've got and what they've done is that it wouldn't have had as long arms as a monkey and this, that and the other. And they sort of reconstructed a skeleton of it. Obviously, they're just guessing at the skeleton, aren't they? But from the jawbone, they said the head would have been that big and got the size and not all this. So they said this animal probably walked around on 2 feet. And they asked him a question. Somebody asked him a question. What would you... do you think anything will be discovered in, you know... And his answer was, is the Yeti.
Yeah.
He says, because... he's seen the footprints that go through, and they weren't just one footprint, which you get all these big foot sightings, just one footprint in there. This is actually a proper trail going through the snow in the mountains where something had walked, and it was obviously about 9 foot tall, and they've got these big feet. And there's that many sightings there as well from locals, isn't there?
Mm.
Yeah, that's why I thought Yeti was an actual real thing, whereas Bigfoot, it's not been proven. I thought Yeti was proven.
Well, I don't know, but this time I've seen it.
I don't think Yeti.
No. But it has been filmed from far away, but you don't know what it is because it's just a black dot on the in the snow, you know.
Yeah, and people, and I know the first thing people tend to say is, okay, why hasn't a dead one been found? Or, you know, why has nobody found a body yet? And I was listening to one... experts say that bears, it's very unusual to find a bear,
a dead bear carcass.
Nobody ever finds a, well, very, very rare do they find a bear carcass. Mm-hmm. But we know bears exist, so that's not really a valid argument to prove that they don't exist. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
What about giant trees? Do you think they could have climbed giant trees? Because I believe that there used to be giant trees. I've seen pictures of.
There's them in Peru, isn't there?
Petrified trees.
Oh, yeah,
you can see the rings. They're absolutely ginormous.
They could have done. They could have climbed then when they were about, if they were around the same time.
Yeah, but them trees were really ancient, aren't they? I don't know if it was that far back.
No. I think this was after the dinosaurs. and when he was on about this, but he believes that it will be discovered eventually, a yeti.
But they have found, like, skeletons of, like, giants, haven't they? Mm. In various parts of the world. I think Peru's one of the places.
The Smithsonian have squirreled them away, haven't they, in places like that, because there's none on.
As soon as they get older, the Smithsonian, they're gone, you've vanished, haven't they?
Yeah.
Does everyone believe in the giants?
What define what you mean by giants, though, Nick? You just mean just human beings, but a lot bigger than.
Well, 12-foot humanoids.
Well, you can get what you would define as giants now, can't you? With a certain. With the syndrome, whatever it's called, where people, you know, the growth, where they don't stop growing.
Yeah,
they
usually only go to about 7 foot, don't they? About
huge.
Seven,
I think the biggest, man, was he about 8 foot something?
Yeah, no, these...
You
these,
know, and everything else is
like
big, massive foot. Hands
even
and feet. And
but there's photographs. I think it was
I've seen a video of somebody walking down a street with a massive, have been 20-odd foot.
Yeah, I've seen photographs of it. It was like two giants with all these normal people, normal-sized people.
And the books.
And it come to, like, just above the knees.
Yeah, and the books, have seen the massive giant books that they've got? Obviously too big for you. They're nearly the same size as a human being, these books.
Sorry, 8'11" was the tallest man so far. So, with the syndrome, the growth syndrome.
So I'm just thinking, were they huge? Because I've seen something with like a graph, and it says that they were up to 36 foot tall.
Well, I mean, we're going back to what Nick was saying about legends and stuff. I mean, where do the legends of giants come from?
Well,
you know,
the
Jack
original,
and the Beanstalk,
no, the
and you know, and,
is from the Fallen Angels and the Book of Enoch.
And I believe that.
They came down, it said that they came down, mated with human women, and giants were born.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that breed of people that's supposed to be a myth linked to the angels, archangels?
The Nephilim.
That's it, yeah.
That's what they are, them.
They're supposed to be to fight the angels, aren't they?
No.
What them?
The story goes in the Book of Enoch is that the angels came down and they decided, they were fallen angels, obviously, and they decided they were going to just do what they wanted. So they mated with human being women, and then giants were born. And it said they taught the giants how to hunt, how fun, how to do this, how to do that. They gave them all the knowledge they needed.
Right.
And that's when it all went and they all sinned. And that's when the flood happened after.
Yeah, so by fallen angels, he's talking Lucifer.
It never says Lucifer. Oh,
no,
I can't remember what the main
was.
It
was Gilgamesh.
Yeah.
Epic of Gilgamesh. And because I'm sure they said they come from Nibiru, didn't they?
Yeah.
Which is obviously the planet.
Mm.
So whether they were just extraterrestrials, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think they were here, but because of what I believe in.
But it said they were fallen angels, didn't it? That's
So what book was this? Sorry, Nick.
Book of Enoch, which was taken out of the Bible.
Right.
But the flood's still in the Bible.
It was taken out of the Bible when?
Don't know. It was found. It was.
Before, I'm sure it was before King James Bible wanted 1500
so,
or
something.
Yeah, because
like
he translated it. Was it 1600?
And they.
It isn't only that, there's a book of Judas.
So they omitted it out of a new version, if you like, of the Bible.
Yeah.
For
well, exactly what I've just told
you. By whom and for what reason?
I think it was King James. Because there's a Bible called the King James Bible, so I think.
Which is in there, we've got a King James version in there.
And that's what the Bible, what you'd read today.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the translation from there.
But it goes from something, I don't know, I'm just guessing, but I'm sure it's like somewhere around the 1500s or something.
Yeah, I thought it was somewhere like 1600s or 16th century.
But But
I don't know. History.
But if, if there was giants about, that'd explain how the pyramids could have been built.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've got a strong person.
If they were 30 foot tall.
Lift the stuff. But I don't know.
I wonder if anybody will ever find a book in many, 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 many years to come and read it and think that was real and it actually happened. Do you know what I mean?
Like books out now?
Yeah, like something that's been written by somebody now, whether somebody might, you know, that may come to light in hundreds and or thousands of years to come and people think that that was actual fact. How would they know?
Harry Potter.
How would they know any different? How would they think that's just a story?
Or just imagine there was millions of different books in there. What a minefield that'll be in.
Who knows? Do you know what I mean, though, Nick? This is what I'm just thinking about, all the stories that have been written in the Bible.
Harry Potter.
It's like, you know, how do we know that something isn't going to be found in thousands of years' time and people actually think that that was factual, believe that that happened?
But there's been people that have discovered stuff and it's been completely censored. Like, is his name Graham Hancock?
Graham Hancock,
yeah. He's discovered things about pyramids around the world and about these older.
He's asked questions and he's just labelled as a bloody pseudoscientist.
Because he's a reporter, isn't he?
Yeah, that's all he is a reporter. But he asks the questions, doesn't he?
Yeah. And all the archaeologists are set in stone, basically.
See, what I struggle with, what I don't understand, is when people turn around and say, well, this happened and that happened. And it's like, how do you know? How do you know that that is what happened?
Yeah.
How do you know that those people said that or did this or went there? You know, most of, I think, what we listen to and what we hear is just people's opinions. They are just opinions. And there's no, you know, there's no real evidence to back up their theories. They're just theories.
But where Graham Hancock comes, he actually proves... Because
that's different, isn't it? That's like archaeology and everything.
It's like history has been censored, basically. And obviously he gets ridiculed all the time.
Yeah.
Not as much now, I think. I think he's got a massive following now.
Well, he wrote that book, didn't he?
He wrote a few.
God Myth or something? Or
I can't. No, you're not about the... What's it? God Delusion, are you?
That's not him.
That's Rupert Sheldrake.
He wrote
Chariot to the Gods.
That was
Eric Von.
He wrote oh my God! I've got all these books.
Yeah.
God. I don't know how you remember all of these names, Nick. I'm terrible at remembering.
Sure,
what names.
One's got the word God in it or something? It's all about the history of something.
Mm.
And he was ridiculed for that.
Every all his books, he probably was.
Yeah.
I should imagine most people who come out with any kind of, whether it be a theory or evidential, anything that goes against the norm or what people have thought for years, is going to get ridiculed, aren't they?
Yeah.
We get ridiculed for believing in what we believe in, you know? I think there will always be people that ridicule everyone for going against the grain, won't there? So... which is why a lot of people keep their mouths shut.
Yeah. Plus, it's what the next question was all about beliefs.
Yeah.
There you go, see?
Yeah.
We went off par and come full circle and back to it.
So, on that note...
That's another bit of rambling for you to listen to.
That's another bit of rambling.
Yeah.
Do you believe it or not?
Yeah.
What do you think?
What was that series?
Or no?
Is it Ripley's?
Ripley's Believe It or Not. Yeah.
And I'll have another question for you next week.
Fingerprint of the Gods, that's what you
Fingerprint
of the Gods, yeah. But I've never read the book, but obviously I've watched him on interviews and he's on, I think he's on Netflix, isn't he, at the moment?
Ancient
Mysteries or something. Yeah, that's it.
He's on Joe Rogan quite a bit as well.
Yeah.
I love Joe Rogan.
Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah, I like him and I like that guy who's into the sacred geometry and... I forgot his name now. He's on Joe Rogan quite a bit. Big guy with the curly hair.
Oh, yeah, so he did his Ancient Apocalypse with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. But he's such a... I could watch him for hours and hours talking about the distance between the sun and moon and how it's linked with Stonehenge and the pyramids and...
I'll tell you what I could watch for hours. Your mate's hair. What's his name? The guy that does the ancient aliens.
Giorgio. It's Ace Giorgio,
I could watch his air for
hours. If it isn't an alien, it's an alien. Everything is an alien. Well, he won a line, was he? Yeah. They've proved it now. Everything he said is true.
Yeah.
It's all aliens.
Yes.
Right.
That's it then.
On that note.
Yeah. Beam us up.
Thanks again for listening.
It's been nice to see you all, and I hope you've learnt nothing.
I think Faye might be back with us next week.
Yeah, he'd better
if she can be bothered.
Mark's way too deep for us, isn't he? He's way too. Yeah.
I'll bring me digging.
But
next
thank
time.
You, thank you, Mark, for filling in these last couple of weeks. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you. Mm-hmm. And.
There's only more than us now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.